Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Sheriff's Office receives $15,000 in new equipment for Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County Sheriff's Office is set to receive new equipment as a part of its partnership with the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. According to County 17, following approval from the county commissioners, the office will receive about $15,000 worth of hardware and software from the Wyoming Attorney General's Office, including forensic tools to aid in investigations. Sheriff's Captain Paul Pinnell emphasized the value of this support, which requires the county to keep at least one deputy on the task force. Commissioners unanimously approved the agreement, highlighting its ongoing benefits. Wyoming Congresswoman speaks out on wildfire devastation and policy failures. Wyoming's Congresswoman Harriet Hageman has expressed heartbreak over the devastating wildfires that have burned more than 800,000 acres across the state, including her family's Hartville homestead in the 29,000-acre Pleasant Valley Fire. She says her sadness is matched by anger, believing the fires could have been prevented. Hageman pointed to a 23-year-old federal policy known as the Roadless Rule, implemented under former President Bill Clinton, as a major obstacle to proper forest management. She claims the rule restricts cleaning dense undergrowth, which has fueled these massive fires. Hageman told Cowboy State Daily the U.S. Forest Service's hands are tied by these federal rules. Hageman, who once fought against this rule as an attorney for Wyoming, says the government knew it would lead to disasters like this. She dismisses online conspiracy theories suggesting that the fires were intentionally started for resource extraction, but blamed a general mistrust of the federal government for sparking these claims. Hageman called for common sense solutions and policy reversals to prevent similar devastation in the future, saying we need to change these policies so that 20 years from now we're not having this same conversation. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.